And now, it gives me great pleasure to welcome the Traveling Harpies, Linda and Jeff.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be here. That music was very sleepy, and with the fire in the fireplace here and the nice early winter, late fall afternoon, I just wanted to go to sleep, but we have work to do.
Jeff's the Virgo, and I'm the Pisces. So, of course, I had an opposite reaction. I was walking around this morning. I was really sad, and I just thought I was going to cry.
You were sad?
Yeah, for no apparent reason, whatever. And I just could hardly stand it. I was even getting kind of answering Jeff kind of snappy because I was afraid I'd cry if I answered him serious. And I thought, what is this? It was really bugging me. And then I walked in here about an hour ago, and everyone was nice and friendly. And if this isn't a drug, I don't know what is, because I'm feeling so much better. It's incredible.
Well, so. I know, but I'm so relaxed with family that's here that's listening in online. I just want to go to sleep. You guys get to sleep during the channel. I don't, all right? So now is my time.
Okay.
Anyway, welcome here.
Welcome.
We're going to go on an incredible journey together today. Everybody who's listening in live, it looks like we have about 80 or so people here live in Coal Creek. Like David mentioned, it's a beautiful day. Down below, it's foggy. Down below meaning
we're above the veil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, down below is like, Denver is like 5,200 feet. We're at about 8,300 feet here.
So we're above the clouds.
People who are driving in today came up through the clouds to get here. And it's bright and sunny and it's nice and it's kind of actually very warm out,
pleasant.
Even though we have a fire in the fireplace and everybody is here is sweating. You can open the door there, by the way, if you want to. Yeah, yeah. As long as the people around you don't get real upset. But anyway, we're going to take a fantastic journey today. I could feel the energies starting to move in early this morning. Got up bright and early to get ready and just felt everything come in to the point where I was feeling a little wacky. Linda was feeling sad. But anyway, it's time to fasten your seatbelts. Go on this incredible journey together. We're going to go into the multi-dimensional zones, but we're going to do it while we stay right here. The reason for fastening your seatbelt is so you don't get so excited you start dancing in the aisles during the channel. Turn off your cell phones if you would, please. That's just meant for the people here in Coal Creek at home. It doesn't really matter. At home, I guess you could unplug your phone. Second thought, don't do that. You'll be off the internet. If you do, don't unplug your phone.
Anybody that wants to dance, Ken, why would you stop them?
Well, it's actually a little distracting.
Okay.
During the channel, we've had, you know, there's a couple of things we ask. No flash pictures. I don't mind if you take digital pictures, but
Jeff
flash
Brady's
pictures.
Gone over to the other side.
I don't know if it's coming from inside or outside. So, you know, I see the flash, like that one time Brian came in and the lights start going up and down. I didn't know if that was inside me or outside. With the flashes, I never quite know. And your neighbors here probably don't like it. At home, again, feel free to flash all you want. Nobody can see. But also, you know, this is a shout, what's called a shout. That means that Tobias comes in with his buddies. He always has guests. He collects all the energy in the room and then brings it back through me back to everyone else.
He thinks he's Jay Leno.
So it's really, it's our channel. It's all of our channel. And it's wonderful. A lot of people literally channel right along with me. I mean, they're hearing the words a moment before they're spoken, they're hearing it, you know, in their being. Once in a while, recently, somebody actually sat right in the front row and channeled out loud right along with me. About 2 seconds after I said the words, they said the words. And I don't think the people around
there
really
were a dozen people around that were
appreciated that. So anyway, we're going to take
a
wonderful journey today. Today is All Saints Day, by the way. Thank you for being here.
I told you that. I'm the Catholic that
I know.
It.
Last night was Halloween here in America, anyway.
All Souls Day.
And today is All Saints Day.
That's correct.
All Saints Day. So, if there, okay, thanks for being here. I won't even go there. We have a lot of people listening in online. I was looking at the website statistics just recently, and I saw that in October we exceeded 60,000 visitors on the website. It lists 51 of the major countries, and David read some of them earlier. But, I mean, it's incredible. We have people listening in from all over. I mean, name a country, People are listening in. So
we even had the thing happen where, do you remember Drankas that played last time?
Yes.
When they were playing here, their daughter was on a ship. And when they started to, when we started the Crimson Circle, the channel, a bunch of kids, young people from the ship ran and found her and said, sailors said, your mom and dad are playing. They're playing on the Crimson Circle. You've got to hear it. So isn't that weird how small the world really gets?
So if you're in the middle of the ocean right now listening, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Don't let your commander get wind of what you're doing here. But we also have a lot of visitors here in the audience today. How many people here have never been to any channel any time whatsoever?
Lock the doors.
A couple. Well, it's three people. Good. Well, welcome.
Nice to have you.
There's nothing spooky about this other than Linda and I. He's this is the toughest thing that you're going to go through is our introduction.
Then get me spookier than that.
How many here are brand new, never been to any Tobias channel? Quite a few. And how many have never been to
Coquille Canyon.
Coquille Canyon. How many are new here today?
All right.
Quite a few.
Nice.
So,
welcome.
Great. Welcome. And Linda.
What?
You've got a list of people that are here from out of town.
Very good. Yes, I do. Bernarda Pavko and Bernarda, Bernarda's guest? Would you mind standing up?
And where are they from?
They're from Slovenia.
Slovenia, welcome.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you. Glad you're here.
Thank you for being here.
Yes.
And then from Alaska, we have Fred and Noriko Hicks. Welcome.
Welcome.
Now, that's a hike.
So, and you flew down from where? Anchorage?
Yeah, from Anchorage to Utah.
To Utah.
From Utah to here.
Great. Well, glad you're here. And do you listen in online?
Oh, always.
We always.
Backtrack from the time we tapped into your radio.
Right.
Or,
yeah, we call it a Kaderka cast, actually, a webcast.
Anyway.
Thank you.
He doesn't pay any attention, haven't you noticed?
He's reading a magazine.
No, actually, he's got dancing girls on his computer screen, is what he told me. Naked dancing girls. He's not listening.
He's monitoring.
He's monitoring.
Something. Okay. Yeah. UFOs or something. Yeah, we're talking about
girls.
John. Sorry, John. We're talking
Hi,
about
John. We've just been talking about you for the last 2 minutes.
Okay. Who else, Linda?
And some of them want to see the naked dancing girls on your computer screen later.
Next.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Michael Kirchhoff. We met Michael and his wife at the Chatham Workshop last weekend.
Michael, you're from California.
Chico?
Southern California. How's the smoke? Was it? I imagine. Did it get near your house at all? Thin layer of ash. Thin layer of ash. Yeah.
Did you drive past any of that? Was that?
We had to reroute on the way home last weekend.
Oh, did you? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you were in Santa Fe, of course, for the channeling workshop last weekend, and we're a little concerned when you've said you're going back to Southern California.
And my family has no common sense. I have two sisters that live in that area, and that wasn't enough. A third one had to go visit with her three small children and her husband, so, you know,
What a week.
And we have Jonathan Crown from Minnesota. Welcome, Jonathan. Go ahead, stand up. And Marty Jackson and Mary Olson from the Houston area. Yay,
welcome.
Texas. Yeehaw.
Great. So quite a crowd today.
Wait. There are a couple more. I saw guests walk in.
Okay.
Ms. Yoder's here.
Mm.
And she's from Kansas?
Kansas.
Missouri.
Yes. North Kansas.
North Kansas. There we go.
I met this woman, Bernarda, your guest from Slovenia, on a houseboat 2 years ago.
Oh,
wow.
Cool.
Small world. Yeah.
And I thought I saw somebody else. Didn't somebody else walk in that's our out-of-town guest?
Elaine from Evergreen. And yeah, formerly Kansas. Elaine, are you here permanently now?
Yes, I live in Evergreen.
In Evergreen. Okay. What a change from Wichita, Kansas, to here.
And did you move? Do you move or you still live in the canyon? Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Very well. Welcome, Canyonites. We're always grateful to see Canyonites. I saw Mr. Schemmel before.
Great. Okay. We got all that done?
I think so.
Okay. Well, welcome everybody who's come in from a long way. And this is our classroom, our homeroom for the Crimson Circle, where we do our monthly gathering.
Arkansas, our natives now.
You're now here permanently.
Official Colorado.
So everybody's moving here. Yes. That's great. Okay. We have a lot to cover today. Last month was Shoud 3 of the New Energy series, and it was kind of funny. I was going through editing. Not that funny. I was going through editing. I do edit the channels. This is a big, big point. They are transcribed literal by Mindy Reynolds. And then I get them and sometimes change the sentence structure. Sometimes Tobias will talk, one sentence will be about 8 pages long. I'll divide it up, shorten it up a little bit. Sometimes the sentences are backwards because the spoken word is different than the written word. So I go through and just tighten it up because at that point I'm concerned about people reading it. So the context is never changed. Things are not taken out, like chunks or sections are not taken out. But I do some editing. By the way, good news. We've decided it takes a little bit to get the transcribing done. It's a big task. I would say Mindy spends 10 hours on the channel and 15 to 20 hours doing the channel. And she's meticulous. By 7 on the Q&A, she does a really, really good job. When I get it, I don't have to worry about all the little things. It's there. Then it takes me a while to do the editing. I have to find a chunk of time and go ahead and do it. It takes about another 5 hours to do the channel and Q&A. We've decided what we're going to do so we can get it up on the website earlier. As soon as Mindy is done transcribing, we're going to put it up on the website right away. Hopefully within 7 to 10 days. Okay, mark your calendars. 7 to 10 days. When I get a chance, I'm going to go back and edit it for more of the written word, but at least you'll have access to it earlier than people everywhere else in the world have it, because their translators, I mean, they do it like right away. I never see it, wouldn't know how to read it anyway. So we're going to start doing that with this next channel.
One more special announcement.
Yes.
Tobias is officially in the Sedona Journal. Most of you that get it.
Oh, I was going to do that later.
But you're not supposed to say those kinds of things
about
yourself.
No, I was going to, but I'll do it now. I was going to reserve it to the end.
It wasn't in the script.
This is the November issue of Sedona Journal, and this is the first Tobias channel that's in here, the Seven Seals, in the Sedona Journal. It just came out last week, and it will be in there on a regular basis. So, okay, stick to the script. So as I was doing the editing for this channel, I forgot I had some name that I was going to call it. And Tobias does slap my hand sometimes during the editing. He says,
"Oh my gosh,
don't change anything or leave that part alone." Other times he's like, "Fine." I was going to call it something else. I forgot, because if you remember the channel last month, he started out by saying, "We're going to cover a lot of territory and it's going to seem a little disjointed, but we're going to bring it back by the end of the channel. It's all going to make sense." Anyway, as I was going to title it, he said, we want to title it, The Answer is Greater Than the Question. So it was kind of strange, because you read through and it's really not what it was about, but he felt that energetically this was important. So we're going to do a quick review of the channel. Go ahead. You're going to be Tobias.
I'm staying on the script.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Perhaps some of you have felt the increased activity on our side of the veil, increased activity all around you, increased activity even at night in your dreams. There is a lot going on, all in preparation of an event that is coming up in the not-so-distant future. It's a consciousness leap, a time of great change and transition on Earth. It has required many, many changes in response to what you are doing.
Tobias is saying things are going really fast right now. Sometimes so fast we tend to lose our balance. We get a little whacked out in the energy. And he says it's not going to settle down for a while. It's going to go even faster. And if you think it is affecting you, just think how it's affecting people that don't understand really what's going on right now. They just think life is getting crazier. We know there's kind of a purpose and kind of a meaning to it.
I think life's just getting crazier.
Well, it is. Yes. You need to read this stuff.
Everything you are going through is preparing you for something that we've talked about before, a quantum leap of consciousness, a change into the new energy. It's approaching fast. It was predicted to occur in the year 2012, predicted eons of time ago. Many still hold to the thought that it will occur on December 31st, 2012, the Mayan calendar ends. They had to end it somewhere.
Okay. Tobias is saying that there's been a long prophesized event in some cultures, some religions. They call it the end times. They call it Armageddon. Others have prophesized that, saying it's a whole changeover. And Tobias is more along that line. He's saying that there's a tremendous change in consciousness. Things are going so fast right now, which is evidenced by our technology, but which is driven by our consciousness. And it gets to a certain point, it goes so fast, it changes. Everything changes. And he goes on to describe that.
We've been working on this from our side, trying to help to understand where this quantum leap would take place. Co-holder's been asking us, you've been asking us, what is the date? What is the sacred and magical date? We'd be delighted now to share that with you, with the understanding that as we see it now, nothing monumental will happen that day. It will come and go like any other day. However, what happens after that day will be important.
That's a key point here. There's a phenomenal change, but Tobias says it's not driven by that date. Again, it's driven by us. But it's in response to everything that we're doing right now. It's a response to why we chose to come here to be on Earth at this time. The important thing, as he says, probably nothing will really happen on that day. Nothing out of the ordinary. It's going to come and go like any other day. It's what happens after that that's important. So often in the metaphysical arena, we hang on to dates. We say, you know, here's this date, so I got to wait for this date for me to make my changes. Or I have to wait for this date because there's a delivery of energy that I can't have until then. He says, no. This is all in response to you, to me, to everyone else. What happens after that date will be important. We're going to have a big Shambra celebration on that date. I think it's like a Tuesday or something. You'll have to take off of work. But, you know, it's the most significant date in your lifetime. But he says it's what happens after that. He goes on to say,
it's a date that comes from you. It's a date where we see the quantum leap taking place. And it's simple. September 18th, 2007. A date of completion and a date of transformation.
Naturally, after the channel, I had a number of people come up to me or email me saying, did you look at the numerology of September 18th, 2007? By the way, Tobias says, it's a moving target. It could shift. But it's kind of, because of the numerology, September's a 9, the 1-8's another 9, the 2007's another 9. There are 3 9's together. It's a 27, and that is... Good. Oh, this group is sharp today. They had their star. They had their Starbucks. So it's a 9, of course, is a number of completion. So he says that this is this date is what they see right now. It could change, but it's kind of like with the way everything was moving, it was like a snap to grid. You know, it's like, ooh, that's a good date. You know, with all those 9s, let's choose that.
Well, the part that's nice about it is it's like not saying, well, you can just sit on your butt until 2012. It's a moving date, and
right.
And allow that we can move and be in any capacity we want at any time.
Yep. He went on to say,
you see, what will happen between now and then is intense and fast changes around your planet, all over your planet. Things are trying to come into alignment. There will be many who leave the Earth because they're not prepared to cross over into the new energy. They're prepared to cross over physically, but not in consciousness. Ugh.
Again, things are changing very fast right now. And as you know, in your daily life, it's hard to keep up with it. It's hard to keep up with just the everyday events, plus what's going on within you right now. He's saying that there'll be a lot of living beings, including human beings, that are going to choose not to stay. Physically, they might want to stay. They might, and consciously, in their human consciousness, you know, say, well, no, I don't want to leave. But somewhere inside, they say, you know, I'd rather leave now than go through this really dramatic change. I'd rather leave the planet and come back and be reborn. It's kind of like they're saying, let's have a really, really fresh start. So said, if you're looking at the people in your own life that are choosing to leave right now for one reason or the other, honor them, understand why they're doing that. If you see animals, for instance, a lot of people will see all of a sudden see a whole series of dead animals along the side of the road, or there'll even be animal diseases that wipe out a lot of them. again, try to stand behind the short wall and not get mad at, you know, humans for doing all these terrible things, but understand there's a lot in the animal kingdom that are choosing to leave right now. It's a time of change. Tobias went on to say,
the reptilians, my favorites, the greys, these alien agendas that we talked about, they know it's coming also. Up until recently, there's been doubt about when and even if, but they know it's coming. They are going to make their presence known. They will be the ones trying to scare others and trying to say there is some great conspiracy. The ones who shout the loudest about the conspiracies are the conspirators.
I love that line. The ones who shout the loudest about the conspiracies are the conspirators. You know, if you're really moving along your own spiritual path, you're not going to be worried about the conspiracies. You're not going to get into it. You're going to stand behind the short wall, and you're going to recognize that this is just part of the game they play. He talked at length about the lizards, the greys, the reptilians. For those of you who don't really understand that, it's about angelic families from long before Earth that came here, and they literally have some attributes of these type of Earth species. He was talking in here, and I forgot if we have a slide or not, but he was saying that you might be talking to someone, like someone at the office or, you know, a friend or something, and all of a sudden you see their face transform.
Hey, I've seen you do that.
Not a reptilian gray or lizard, though. That was something else. But he said, you know, and all of a sudden they have real reptilian features or real, what was the other one? The grays are little shadowy creatures. You might see them at night, you know, when you're trying to go to sleep. They're real just etheric. But he said that's what's happening right now is their agenda's coming out. They know that change is imminent, and they don't necessarily want the change because that means they have to change, and they don't necessarily want that. They're having too much fun doing what they're doing right now. He went on to talk about...
This is not a day of judgment of any kind. It's a day of celebration and transition. The judgment of any human is released on this day if they allow it to be. That is what we're moving towards. That is why you feel the energies intensifying around you right now.
This is in reference to some of the fundamentalist religious things that you're going to be hearing about these next couple of years. They're going to come out and they're talking about the final days. But remember, they did that at 2000, at the millennium. They did that at some other point. They've got a new point that I'm hearing about right now, sometime in 2006. They beat us to it, you know, and then some of the other, quasi-religious fundamentalist groups are also hanging on to 2012. You're going to read a lot about this stuff in the next couple of years. It's already coming out. Tobias says all the agendas are going to start coming out right now. They're going to be filled with fears and with promises. They're going to be filled with a lot of scary stuff. They're going to say that this is the judgment. These are the end days. Get on board our bandwagon or you're going to be left behind. Yeah. Jeez. So their agendas come out right now. For those of you listening in online, Linda just pulled a little Halloween witch, that scream. I'm going to play it right in the microphone. How do you activate? Ooh, she's ugly. How do you turn that?
The toy is ugly.
Yes. They play the toy. All right, that's the kind of meetings we have here in Coal Creek, yes, the type of stuff we do. So anyway, Tobias is saying, this is not a day of judgment. Have a good time. Go out and celebrate. There is no judgment. There's transition.
Actually, it was really about this. There's a new language.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That is being developed right now. It's more of a universal language. It's one that combines certain types of math, new digital algorithms. This will be a language that can be written, but more than anything, sounded, not necessarily spoken. It will be a sounded type of language. It will be, in a sense, based off of some of your research, some of the work being done on your internet. Is that like that singing you were doing at the channel last month?
No, no. Tobias has said he's going to talk about issues during this whole newer series or new energy series. And first he started out with religion, and I forgot what else he talked about. He talked for quite a while about communications and said that there's a barrier that we have right now, worldwide communications. We have so many different languages. He was saying that a new language will develop. It will be as a result of basically digital technologies, basically kids who are on the internet wanting to talk to other people around the world. And they've developed this, or they're going to develop this code that can be spoken, but more than anything, or read, but more than anything, sounded. That a very simple type of language that will allow this language barrier that we have worldwide to be broken.
And that singing you did had nothing to do with it?
No, during the Q&A, Tobias actually was answering a question he was talking about in Atlantis about the language that they used. And he said that our language right now is very flat, very monotone. And he said that in Atlantis there was a singing language, and he started singing. And a little bit into the singing, it's like, oh my gosh, Tobias is having me sing. And you know, I was gonna bring a track to play today, but I thought, no way. Yeah, you'll have to listen to it online.
Jeff was ornier one night, and I played a track of that repeatedly. It was
fun. She looped it. I was like, that's whatever I live on. Yes. He went on to say,
light. Okay, very good. Communications will have such a big part of what happens here in the next few years, and also what happens after. Communications are helping to open the first seal of humanity, the separation. As all of this happens, the seals begin to open. Humanity will begin opening the first seal with this quantum leap. It's happening now. You are separated from each other because of languages. You're separated.
Pretty self-explanatory. He's saying that this original seal of separation, when we left the kingdom, when we left home, was that first seal or belief of separation, and that we continue to manifest it in different ways. On earth, we separate ourselves with language. And he says this new language that's going to come about over the next few years is going to help bridge that, help bring things back together. He went on to say,
everything vibrates around you right now. That's what helps to create this reality, this thing you call matter and mass. Your body is not solid, although it may feel that way. It is energy particles that are vibrating at various speeds. That is what your entire reality is comprised of.
Sure, Tobias jumped to yet another subject, is talking about some of the physics involved in old energy, which are the physics of vibration. Everything vibrates. It's vibrating energy. And as it vibrates, it goes, you know, one place and another, like a 0-1 or back and forth or up and down, and vibrates back and forth. That creates, and I'm not a scientist, so don't quote me on this, but that creates the atoms, that creates the cells, which creates the molecules, which create our reality. He says we and them on the other side live in a vibrational reality. Everything vibrates back and forth, plus and minus. Male and female. That's the reality that we exist in here now. Your body is not solid. It's an illusion, but it's created by all this vibrating energy. So,
is Einstein cool with all this?
I don't know. I know Einstein said that energy cannot be created or destroyed. Tobias says energy can now be created, but never destroyed. So I don't know. I'm not going to get into it.
Okay.
I'm just a channeler.
Okay. At the quantum leap, there will be a new type of physics introduced into your reality. It will take a while for the scientists to understand it. The particles will no longer vibrate to create reality. Instead, the particles will expand in every direction. Energy will expand inwards and outwards and sideways and up and down. You will not need the dualistic energies of vibration to create reality. Instead, the expansion of energies will create the new reality.
So if you imagine that we live in a vibrational reality, back and forth, everything vibrating, but Tobias is saying now in the new energy, it will be a whole different type, and it's not going to shift overnight. We'll start bringing in the new energy, what he calls the expansional energy, relatively slow. We'll start incorporating it into our daily lives, our physical being, our emotions and everything, relatively slow. But if you can imagine sitting here right now, the vibrational reality that we live in, everything vibrating, buzzing. You probably, if you really allow yourself to feel, you can feel your body buzzing. And it's not just the Starbucks. You can feel, turn off your vibrators. And you can feel even your...
Speak for yourself.
Even your thoughts. Take a moment. Feel your thoughts vibrate. When you're listening to the music before, you're just listening to vibrations at different pitches, different wavelengths, different frequencies. Now, take a deep breath and feel expansional energy. It doesn't vibrate. It moves outward in all directions, inward in all directions. It moves every which way, all at the same time. Don't try to think it, just try to feel it. Kind of feels weird, doesn't it? Tobias says we're moving into this expansional type of reality, moving out of vibrational. The important little clue here is vibrational was plus minus, negative, positive, dualistic energy. The new energy that's coming in that we're starting to bring into our lives is expansional in every direction simultaneously. In other words, it doesn't need duality. It is all things at once. It's male and female, positive, negative, on, off, all at the same time. Interesting. Interesting. If you want to bring this into your life, because I've asked Tobias since the last channel, I said, okay, now it's there. What do we do? He said, in any activity, anything you're doing, just take a deep breath and bring it in. Take a deep breath and allow the new energy to start integrating. It will come in and work with the old vibrational energy, and a whole new set of dynamics starts to appear. It might seem a little unusual or even a little uncomfortable at first. You might feel a little awkward, but it's because it's so new and so different than this reality, the vibrational reality that we live in. Okay.
After the quantum leap, the energies will be different. There will no longer be the opposing forces. Energy will be transformed or utilized by you as single element and is expanded in all directions simultaneously. After this date of September 18th, 2007, it will become available to help with technologies and inventions to move and to shift consciousness. Oh, it's potent energy. It works differently than the old energy of vibration. It will change things on Earth very rapidly.
There.
I guess I got done early.
Yes. Now, Tobias is saying that after September 18th, 2007, it will become very available. We're starting to integrate it now. You don't need to wait to 2007. He's talking on a mass consciousness basis, and you know we all let mass consciousness go. So you're not tied to that. You can start bringing it into your life now. But what he's saying is after September 18th, it will start to proliferate in our everyday culture. And he says scientists, inventors, creators start to understand that the energy is available, and they don't have to know what it is. They're just going to know something's different. But it will really change how things develop.
You said to breathe it in. I didn't, and that last part didn't seem important.
That's okay.
In the meantime, we ask you not to try to figure all of this out. Stop trying to figure everything out. Imagine getting up in the morning, Chambra, and not trying to figure anything out. Oh, that would hurt. Imagine going through a whole hour of time and not trying to figure anything out. Then really stretch your imagination. Try to get through the morning without trying to figure anything out. Ultimately, a whole day.
That's what I wanted to call a channel. Stop trying to figure it out. And Tobias says, no, no, because then everybody's going to be trying to figure out what we're talking about. So it's like, okay. But it's another point that he comes to in this channel. He says, stop trying to figure everything out. And he doesn't mean the mechanical tasks that you need to do. I mean, like making your coffee in the morning or driving your car. Part of your brain still has to be devoted. He's talking about stop trying to figure out life. Stop trying to figure out spirit. Stop trying to figure out the emotional and the psychological issues. Stop trying to figure yourself out.
Oh.
Take a deep breath. Stop trying to figure it out because, and I think he explained it, so I'll go on to the next slide.
You wrote the slide.
I know, but I forget.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying to figure anything out.
If you stop trying to figure it out, that thing inside of you we've talked about before, the divine guidance system, can go to work. It can take care of the more mundane human things for you. It can help to balance you. It can help to bring you everything that you should have in your life right now, abundance and health and all of these things.
This divinity, this divine self that's really here right now, but it's taken a back seat while we're busy trying to figure everything out, while we're intellectualizing everything, while we're going through the struggles. And the divinity will sit in the back seat saying, whenever you're done playing that game of trying to figure it all out and including trying to figure out God and trying to figure out love and all the rest of these things, your divinity will just wait patiently. That's true compassion, by the way. When you stop trying to figure it out, everything then can start coming to you.
Would that be trying to figure out if we did a pool on when the Pope's going to go?
No, that's called sacrilegious. If you don't figure, I tell you, actually, in answer to that question, if you don't try to figure it out in your head or using a calendar, you just let all that go. You take a deep breath. You'll know the answer when it's his time. Next slide.
That was the last slide.
No.
Oh, you're right. It started out the same, though.
Yeah.
Imagine a whole day of not trying to figure it out. You'll be surprised at how much more energy you have. Ooh, I like that. You'll be surprised at how more clearly you see things. Your clarity level will increase exponentially. You won't get yourself into those mental binds. You won't get yourself into those places of depression.
Here's where he ties it all together.
All right.
When you stop trying to figure it out, you'll have more energy because you're expending a tremendous amount of energy trying to figure it out. Then you go into depression because you can't figure it out. So you get real depressed and you start playing these little tricks. Well, I wonder what Spirit really meant by this. I wonder what I'm supposed to be figuring out here. I wonder what hidden puzzle, what kind of cryptic messages there were for me. So you start like looking around like it's all hidden because you're trying to figure it out. If you stop trying to figure it out, the answers will just be there. And he went on to say,
we mean total stop trying to figure it out. The answers are already there, but in a whole new way. The answers will come to you in a whole new way. The answers that will come to you is so much grander than the question that you have asked.
Therefore, awesome. The reason for the title of the channel, the answer is so much grander than the question that you could have asked. The answer is so much grander. When you stop trying to figure it out, you're in a very limited human mind. And you're going to get a very limited human answer. When you stop trying to figure it out, the answer that will come to you will be grander than what you could have ever imagined. Because now your divinity is involved in this whole process. Tobias says it's a total stop trying to figure it out. He caught us. He understood even before he let us out the door last week. He said, what you're going to do is you're going to stop trying to figure out a little bit. And you're still going to have some figure it out in your back pocket that you can pull out because you know how to operate in that energy. But he said, can you trust yourself so much? Can you trust in yourself so deeply that on these issues of life and who you are, that you can stop trying to figure it out? And then what happens? The new answers start coming to you. And I know from personal experience and talking to some people at the workshops last couple of weeks that they're starting to get it. It's like, oh my God, when I stopped trying to figure it out, what I realized was incredible. Like Tobias says, you'll have more energy, you'll have more clarity, you'll have more awareness. Can you stop trying to figure all this out? It seems odd because we've been trained all of our life to figure it out. Been trained ever since you were young, figure it out. analyze it in your brain.
It used to work.
It used to work to a limited extent. And he's saying, now get ready for the next step. The answers are going to come to you. It's not like you're apathetic or naive or indifferent. Oh, stuff will really start coming to you. But it will be much more than what you could have figured out. This applies to people who are creative, who are using those energies, people who are very technical, using those energies. You know how you get stuck on a technical problem from time to time? Take a break. Go ride your motorcycle in the mountains. And the answers are going to come and you're going to go, oh my gosh, I could have struggled with this forever. Answers to things about people that are in your life. Stop trying to figure it out. Take a break. The divinity will come in and answer it for you. And especially the answer, the questions that you have, dear God, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing right now? Dear God, what is my passion? You're trying to figure it out. Step back. Stop trying to figure it out. The answer will come to you. And one little footnote on there from me. You got to be patient.
You, Jeff,
you know, waiting 2 seconds saying, okay, I stopped trying to figure it out. Where's the answer? Sometimes there's a lot of other dynamics that have to come into play. Allow them to come into play. Have some patience. It will come to you. Okay, so that's the reason for the title of the channel. The answer is greater than the question you could have ever asked. Whoa. Funny type there.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
All right, we're going to talk about some recent workshops. Quick drink.
That must have been nice online.
I know. I'm hoping John is so alert that he turns it down when he sees me going to take a drink. Oh, well. Real quick recap. We've been on the road recently. Matter of fact, it's so nice.
How long have we been on the road?
Since August.
Yeah, thank you.
We actually have next weekend off.
You fixed that.
Well, I put together some activities, but it's so nice being home for a little bit. October 11th and 12th, we were in Toledo, Ohio for a You Are God Also workshop. What a great group of people in Toledo. I mean, Tobias has joked about Ohio, but we went there. We had a blast. I mean, it was a good group. We had fun.
What does a blast look like?
It was actually pretty up there. I mean, it was fall. They took us out to, this is awesome. They took us out to their portal, which was out in the country about 15 miles outside of Toledo.
Really nice people.
We went out there Sunday afternoon and, we drove on the country road, really pretty. Turned off the road and started going through all these rows of corn. And
the corn like was 6 foot corn? It looked like children
eight,
of the corn.
8 or 9 foot corn.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
Where are they taking us? In the middle of a cornfield somewhere. It's a little scary, you know. But we got out there, and there's this beautiful open area with a stream and trees, and they had created a circle, you know, with stones and stuff, and there was a big fire in the open pit.
Giant piece of rose quartz.
Oh, it was just beautiful. I mean, just awesome. And they were saying, well, this is our vortex, and this is a highly energized area. And then they said something that really blew me away, and I just went and gave all of them a hug. They said, Spirit didn't create the vortex, or Gaia didn't create the vortex. It wasn't here before. We created it. The humans
really cool.
created the vortex. We put our energy in here, and everyone who comes to visit adds their energy. And it was so cool
because
it was the epitome of You Are God Also. It was their creation. So they're not giving away themselves to some portal created by interdimensional beings or anything. It was their portal, and you could feel the energy.
And they go out there frequently, and they sort of as friends. As a Schomburg group, and it was really sweet because it was truly theirs. They took ownership of it, wanted to share it, and it was just really sweet. They were all kind to each other, kind to us. It was nice.
So thank you, Toledo Schomburg. It was an awesome trip.
And Becky Hendershot, the host.
Yes. Thank you, Becky. The following weekend, we were in Huntsville, Ontario, Canada. Boy, it was beautiful up there. I mean, this was about 3 hours north of Toronto. Again, wonderful group up there.
Red, orange, maple.
I've got some pictures here I'll show in a minute. Okay. These You Are God Also workshops are really cool. We go through this whole process over 2 days of taking a look at what our belief systems are, taking a look at how consciousness affects us, letting a lot of stuff go, and coming to the realization that we truly are God also. We talk a lot about the contradiction in the term, you are God also. There's a lot of contradiction. There's a lot of conflict in there. So we really get into it. I'm promoting the workshops, but I'm promoting how awesome they are. I love doing these, and we're going to do a lot more.
You do a great job if you don't say so yourself.
No, they do a great job. They do a great job.
I'm just teasing.
We are just.
I'm feeling so much better than this morning. I'm sorry.
I know. You were going to cry this morning.
I'm not funny anymore. I'll stop being funny.
You didn't know why you were going to cry. Yeah.
That's
okay,
true.
But I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
No, really, I am.
I won't do it at your expense.
These are
anymore.
Awesome workshops. It's the energy of the people in the workshop. And I've had a lot of complaints, I guess you would call it, from people in Denver area saying, you're going everywhere else with this. How about
there must
your
be a hole in the schedule somewhere, honey.
Well, next weekend we're at home. We could. We're going to do one in the dead of winter here in Denver. Yeah. We will do.
Sooner than later.
We will do one up here, probably here at the hall. Okay. Pictures of Huntsville. This is the shot of the hotel. If you're following along on the internet, go to the next slide. The shot of the hotel, the trees. It doesn't nearly show how beautiful it was, but it was awesome.
No, because that was the day after it had rained and a lot of the red maples had leaves.
Shot out of the group, and then our little marquee on the. Hotel.
That was up on the, you know, the little monitors in the hotels, like,
all
look
over.
At that. And every time I'd see it, Jeff didn't, I'd say, no, I swear to God, every time, if you watch the monitor, it comes up.
But anyway, I finally got a picture of it. Last weekend, along with Norman Garrett, we did the channeling workshop in Santa Fe. Great group, small group. It was about 40 people.
Nice.
Previous workshops have been 80, 90, well, one of them was 117. So this, we could really do some intense work here. Santa Fe, of course, is a magical place. It was a fun weekend. So I don't have any pictures. I don't like doing pictures while people are channeling. You know, they feel self-conscious. So
by your own example.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So let's talk real quickly about.
Ooh, that's an interesting type.
I know. Yeah. Upcoming workshops. 2 weeks from now. We'll be at the Edge Expo in Minneapolis, and as I mentioned before, I'm a keynote speaker and the only channeler at the event. Tickets are available at edgenews.com. On Friday night, before the event...
You can't talk about this.
Yes, I can. Okay. On Friday night, before the event, we're doing a gathering at Jonathan Crown's house. There's going to be about 40 of the local circle people. And you have a very, very active local circle up there. Do you want to talk about that now?
No, at the very end, I want him to talk a little bit about
okay.
his... He's agreed to talk about his little local circle.
Okay. All right.
Because we wanted to hear more about local circles, and we were quite intrigued. We got to hear what Jonathan's is doing, and it was pretty amazing, so amazing that we are going to mention him again in a minute or
great.
Two.
Okay. And I think we're about 40 people. We're limiting it to there will be a channel, and there'll be also discussion. Great. Okay. Then this month, Linda and I are off to Melbourne for Your Our God Also workshop.
We're going to see if the toilets really do go in the other direction when you flush them.
They do. Trust me. Trust me, they do. Melbourne.
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 Okay.
Melbourne. Yeah, okay. Melbourne. We're going to go to Melbourne. Melbourne.
Don't do
we're
that
going
often.
To Melbourne. Yes, yes.
I wouldn't do that often. That's kind of scary.
Okay. Once in a while at these workshops, I channel Reverend Billy Bob Bible Thumper.
And that's not pretty.
It's the humorous channel. Tobias sometimes just does, you know.
I like the singing one the best.
Yeah, no, we're not going to see that anymore. From there, we go to, how do you pronounce Sydney in Australian? Sydney. Is that right? Not Sydney. Sydney.
I heard they speak English. Particularly barbecue and beer.
Barbecue and beer, okay.
Barbie and beer, sorry. See, I can't even speak Aussie. Okay.
We're going to be doing the channeling workshop. The hosts on these events are Kathy Brody and Katerina.
Yeah, right.
Padilla. Thank you. Padilla. And Azad. Jewel is going to join us. She lives in the Philippines. She, you know, was part of the original circle. James and Isaiah, you know, we did the first real Crimson Circle channel up in the teepee, and she's going to join us there also. So that'll be a good homecoming. Isaiah, we look forward to seeing you.
Hi, Isaiah.
Okay, our next Crimson Circle meeting, I wanted to make special note. It is not the first Saturday of December. It is the second because we're going to be in Australia.
That's good, Jeff.
Yes. So we're going to do it December 13th right here in the hall. And we're going to have live music. I'm going to sing. I channeled you. So we'll go from 1 o'clock, and we'll probably go a little. For those listening in online, Linda's having too much fun.
So much more than crying.
I know. We'll go a little bit longer, but not much. We'll probably go from 1 to like 5:30, have a little extra music. So please join us. And it will be webcast, of course. Now your celebration. Yeah, that's going to be fun.
That was my idea.
I know. I was skeptical. I said, nobody's going to show up for that. And we have a lot of people signed up. It's going to be December 30th through January 1st.
What's that Denver 7 thing?
Oh, somebody didn't proofread the slides. we're going to start out the evening of the 30th with a channel with some discussion. Then the next day, the 31st, we have a great lineup of hosts, is a good name for that, facilitators. We're going to do some work with, I think I have it on the next slide.
Yes,
hang on a second.
By the way, the hotel rooms are only $49 for that event. And if you have any problem getting that $49, if you want to email me at lightconference@aol.com, I will talk to the hotel. They should have gotten that straightened out by now, but if the rate is $49, and it's at least $20 below what they'll give you if you just call on the phone and don't say Crimson Circle.
We're going to have live music with Ralph Nichols. Hi, Ralph.
Hey,
how are you? Ralph is formerly with the Letterman, and I'm going to sing with you, aren't I? Sure. In your dreams, yes.
Anyway. We all got to enjoy Ralph's playing at the New Energy Conference. Remember that? He was really the big crowd pleaser.
Oh, yeah. Good dancing music.
Yeah.
Good everything. I mean, the music is phenomenal. So it's going to be a fun
time. Nice voice.
Maggie Hofgarten, who also spoke at the New Energy Conference, is going to talk about now energy balancing. Kathleen Benshine, who was one of the speakers at the New Energy Conference, is going to talk about sex. If that doesn't draw people to the event. She's going to talk about the divine male-female energies. And we might practice
we
a little.
We have to talk about body parts because I really don't like body part talking about
you
body
know,
parts.
Kathleen can talk about anything she wants.
Good
Lord. Yes, I think she said she's going to have a tantric practice session.
Yeah, not for me. It's not a spectator sport.
And Jonathan Crown and his wife, Johanna Sand, are also going to facilitate something that I titled, I hope you don't mind, I titled Into the New Year, or Now Year. Sounded good. Doesn't mean anything. So it's going to be a good lineup. We're going to have it. The price includes a dinner. We're going to have a group dinner. And
Dancing.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to sing and dance. Yes.
Yeah, right.
That will be worth coming for. So other events, and we'll get through these real quickly. And
we're really excited about Kauai. We almost have everything nailed down for that. The only trigger right now is the hotel is kind of under construction, and so we're working out some final details on it. But it is coming together. We have a backup hotel. Kauai, if there was any chance that when they wrote the Bible and they talked about the Garden of Eden, it clearly was Kauai. I mean, absolutely a divine place, just the most nurturing, incredible place you could ever want to be, and it's going to be an awesome environment for a retreat.
This event is January 20th through the 24th. We have about only 10 spaces left, so if you're interested, please let Donna know right away. For those listening on the web, her phone number or email is on the website, but it's Donna Winstead.
No, it's Cece Chambra.
No, her name is Donna Winstead.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they don't need that to call or to email.
I realize that.
Okay.
Yes. We will have Tobias channels every day. It will be very intense. Tobias told me this morning while I was trying to eat breakfast that this will be about the seven seals. So we're going to go through the seven seals very intensely over 4 days. So if you really want to open up, this is a great place for it.
And the normal thing for it is with retreats, what it's worked out is we do a morning session, and then the afternoon is usually a time for integration and, you know, being with whatever he likes
to
do. Assignments. Yeah, we'll go to the beach and
go
stuff.
To the beach
but
every
he gives
day.
Assignments
snorkeling.
And gives, and then we come back together in the evening, and it's but the last time we did it, it was just unbelievable. It was far exceeded what I would have expected, and other people that went to it really enjoyed it, which was why I think it's 2/3 sold out already.
Also coming up in 2004, and you can check the web for details on all these events, we're going to Mexico.
February 22nd, that 22nd? Weekend will
okay.
be Mexico City. And we're,
oh, yeah, I didn't have the next one on here.
Yeah, Mexico City. And then the following weekend is the Gringo Weekend. That's
yes.
We're working on a dolphin, being with dolphins in Cabo.
So, yeah.
I don't have all the details on that yet. We're just working on that now.
That will also be a limited group,
right.
But that'll be fun. I have not swam with dolphins before. How do you tell
you
the difference?
You don't even like fish.
I know. That's why I haven't swam with dolphins. I can't tell the difference between a dolphin or a shark. I stay out of the water. We'll be going to Romania and Israel in March.
Wow, I can't wait.
Yeah, and then Norway and England in April.
Yep.
The New Energy Conference returns to Santa Fe in July 2004. And again, we're going to do some, you know, last year we really packed in the activities from 9 in the morning till 9 at night. It was talks. It was exhausting. This year we're going to do things like we're going to go out on buses to Bandolero National Monument.
Some more experience.
Where the Anasazis have their cave dwellings. We'll go out there as a group. We'll do a channel. We'll, you know, walk the grounds. It's a very sacred place. Then we're trying some other things. There'll be a lot of activities as well.
And more opportunities to meet with Shambra. You know, that like the energy conference in the summer has always been known for the fact that it was a time when people actually choose and agree that they're all going, that they've always agreed to come in together and to be together. And it's a time to sort of just be with each other and experience what each of you is going, doing and sharing. And we'll have more activities focused towards that so that really there's some opportunities for that.
Great. And a final note, I want to thank everyone for your donations. Makes this all possible, makes it possible to do the webcast. When we do this, it's free. There's no cost for you tapping in online, but it does cost, believe it or not, to every time somebody taps in. And we love doing it. We want to keep making it available, and your donations make it possible. I thank you for your checks and credit cards and everything else. I truly appreciate it. So, with
wait,
that...
another thing, and this wasn't on the slide, sorry.
Okay.
Gotcha. Real quickly, we would like to be in better contact with the local circles and hear what you're doing and find out. In fact, Donna's going to be sending out an email that asks you about your local circle. And with that in mind, we just met with Jonathan Crown, and we heard a little bit about his circle and what they're doing, and it was so incredibly wonderful that we asked him to just take a couple minutes and share what's going on in their local circle and what they're doing in that area and what that group is all about. So just a teensy tiny couple minutes, we would love for you to hear what Jonathan has to share. He's also going to be our host for the evening
in Minneapolis.
Yep. Is that Mike Klein?
Yes, it is. Hi, Jonathan.
Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much. And it's a pleasure to be here. Can everyone hear me? Okay. We've been meeting for over a year now, and we don't so much focus on the teachings as much as the energy. And what we're about is how do we embody this? How do we live all this in every moment? And what it's like to merge it with the humanity that we have. So we talk about our feelings and our fears and what comes up in a daily basis as we're trying to be about this and embody it. And it's very interesting. We have no agendas. We don't have leaders. We just, each moment, we see what's real for us and how we're going to be about this in the next moment. So I think that's a summary.
Okay.
It
sounds like a very active, very strong group.
Right. Yes.
And a lot of groups, the Shambra groups, the local circles, will form and then they'll kind of go for a little while and then fall apart.
Right.
And I think one of the things is they try to study the material. even Tobias says, don't study the material. It's really boring. He said,
we never do that. We never study the material. We talk about it directly.
And, you know, it might come up in conversation, but it's not studying it. It's getting together with Chambra, talking about life situations.
Experiences.
I think the biggest thing that people realize from that is they aren't alone.
Right.
There's others who are experiencing it. And it sounds like there's no agenda. You call yourselves, you and your wife are hosts.
Right.
You're not even facilitators.
Right, that's true.
I love that word.
And my other favorite thing was I'm the one that used to be a licensed teacher, and I love the fact that we all, you know, sometimes just the differences are huge. And I love the fact that when we're talking to Jonathan, he was talking about that what they're really working towards is not being teachers. And if it is, if you want to call it teaching, it's teaching with a little T, not a big T. And I thought, wow, that sounded so awesome. The experiences they were sharing were wonderful. Yeah. So we're going to hear more from Jonathan.
Like you say, it's the energy that's shared when you get together. I know we have several groups here right in the Denver area also that are very strong, have been going for quite a while. And I think they do kind of the same thing. They just share. They don't say, today we're going to study Shout number 2 and, you know, make somebody read through all of it. You know, do that on your own. But talk about the impact in your life right now. Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jonathan.
We're going to take a 20-minute break. Load up with chocolate and whatever else. We'll see you in 20 minutes for the channel.